When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Today is our annual celebration of All Saints. And by All Saints, we mean all saints. In the Bible, saint is the title for those who are alive and believe in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, as the Son of God. In other words, in biblical terms, we here today are the saints. Now, over the years, as saints died, they rightly kept their title. And the living got other titles, such as church members. I think saints is better, but this is where we are. Eventually, the church's All Saints celebration was mostly about the saints who have died and gone to heaven. And it's right and good and holy to honor and treasure the saints who have gone before us. And so today I think of saints in my family who have died. I remember my mom, who died 51 years ago, a week after my college graduation. I remember my dad, who died 46 years ago, about a year after I was ordained. I remember my stepson, Jeff, who died 4 years ago. And my brother-in-law, Mike, who died 2 weeks later. I remember my youngest sister, Emily, who died 3 years ago. These are the first saints who come to my mind on this All Saints Sunday. There are many more family members that I remember today. And all of us think about our loved ones who are now saints in heaven. I also remember today hundreds of church family members that I've had funerals for. From four-month-old Allison, a funeral at the beginning of my ministry, to Sharon Roberts most recently. And I remember all the saints in between those two. We remember because in Christ, we're forever connected to these saints. We're forever connected to these loved ones. So yes, it's right and good and holy that we remember these saints today. Our gospel reading is an abridged version of the death and raising of Lazarus. For our message today, I'm going to focus on a few short phrases in today's reading. First is the verse, Jesus wept. I don't know if you've heard this, but this verse is widely known as the shortest verse in the Bible in many English translations. Has anybody heard that? Jesus wept, the shortest verse? Yes. Okay, some of you have. Good. As short as this verse is, we need to look at it in context. In the verse before it, John the storyteller told us that Mary wept. And we're also told that people in the crowd were weeping. So family and friends were weeping. And then Jesus comes in to this time of grief, and Jesus weeps. This means that in our grief, Jesus joins us. Family, friends, church. Jesus comes in and weeps with us. Jesus gets our grief. Jesus experienced grief himself. This was certainly Paul's inspiration when he wrote, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep." What a blessing to know that Jesus weeps with us. Another short phrase in this reading is found after Jesus asked that the stone be removed. We heard Martha, the worrier. Martha said, "Oh, there will be a stench." Or as the King James Version has it, I've always loved this particular translation, "He stinketh." Actually, Mary got that right. Her brother had been dead for 4 days. And in that tomb, there would be a stench. He stinketh. I love this phrase because it also describes life. Life is filled with all kinds of struggles, like grief, anxiety, fear, frustration, physical pain, emotional stress, physical and mental illness, aging, to name a few. Sometimes life stinketh. These things are enemies to our well-being. Death itself is an enemy to life. Death and all of the problems and all of the struggles that we have in our lives have a stench about them. Death stinks. Our problems, our struggles stink. And sometimes by our sin, we make the stink worse. But today, we remember that there's no enemy, even death. There's nothing dark enough, no grave dark enough. There's no stench smelly enough that Jesus won't come to be with us, to forgive us, to heal us, to save us, to give us life. The next short phrase is what Jesus calls into the grave of Lazarus. Come out. When Jesus comes to us in our struggles and our suffering, he calls us out to free us. Jesus calls to us to give us life for living now. We believe that Jesus is victorious over every enemy. Jesus is victorious over every cross we bear. Jesus is victorious over every stench that comes into our lives. Jesus said to Martha at the beginning of the story of Lazarus, I am the resurrection and the life. The grave, the darkness, the suffering, the tears, the grief, the death do not get the final word. Jesus himself, the resurrection and the life, Jesus himself is the final word. The bottom line of today's All Saints celebration is really about who Jesus is. Later in our worship today, we'll be naming the saints who have died in the past year. And as we, each one of those is named, a bell will ring for each name. And as we remember these saints by name, we'll be invited to remember other saints who are in heaven. Those who Jesus called to come out of the grave into eternity. So when the bell rings today, resurrection and life will ring in our souls. When the bell rings, the name of Jesus will ring in our souls. We've looked at three phrases today. When he came to the place of death, Jesus wept. And we heard Martha's description of the death of her brother. He stinketh. And then Jesus spoke to the dead man, Lazarus, come out. And finally, let's look at the words that Jesus spoke to the crowd. Unbind him and let him go. Unbind him. Jesus called for assistance in unbinding the grave clothes of Lazarus. This is the work of the church. As the church, we're called to participate in the unbinding of those who have problems, those who suffer, those who struggle with sadness or anxiety and grief. As the church, we're called to take care of and to serve and to love those that God puts into our daily lives. This is the work of the church. Now, the story of Lazarus doesn't end with chapter 11. That whole story in chapter 11. In chapter 12 begins, John the storyteller tells us that there's a meal hosted by Lazarus, in the home of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. After Lazarus was pulled out of darkness, after Lazarus was pulled out of the grave, he served a meal in his home. This is our calling as living saints, to serve. After Jesus calls us out of our darkness, we serve in his name. Something amazing happened at that meal. I think this is fascinating. Something amazing happened at that meal with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus at the beginning of chapter 12. Mary, the sister of Lazarus, anointed the feet of Jesus with the best perfume possible. The storyteller says the house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. What a wonderful reminder that Jesus removes the stench of our lives and turns that stench into a beautiful fragrance. Our lives stink until Jesus calls us out of darkness and gives us life. Our lives stink until Jesus forgives us, heals us, saves us. When we're with Jesus, the stench goes away. And by the way, for those who have heard that Jesus wept is the shortest verse, that's in the English versions. The Greek is actually 3 words and 16 letters. There's a shorter verse in the Greek. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 is 2 Greek words and only 14 letters. And what does the shortest verse in the Bible say? Rejoice always. It's comforting to know that Jesus weeps with us. But there's greater comfort in knowing that Jesus is resurrection and life. After weeping, there's rejoicing. Rejoice always. Death and stench don't get the last word. Resurrection and life get the last word. Jesus himself is the last word, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, as we heard from the book of Revelation today. So we go beyond thinking about the death of loved ones today. Today is a day of resurrection and life. Today we remember and honor those, including ourselves, who receive God's gift of resurrection and life. Before we pray, I want to point out that we really don't know a lot about the person Lazarus. We know more about Martha and Mary. Lazarus was a good friend of Jesus. He had some wonderful qualities. He was certainly a good brother. Last night's worship, my sister almost choked at that when I said, a good brother. I looked right at her. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come out, he was calling out the best of Lazarus. Stench, darkness, and death get left behind in that tomb. Jesus calls out the best. So for our prayer, think of Jesus coming to us now, calling out the best in us. And let's pray that as Jesus calls out the best in us, that these gifts will shine forth in our lives. Let us pray. Hear the voice of Jesus calling to you by name. Mercy. Come out. Kindness. Come out. Forgiveness. Come out. Joy. Come out. Hope. Come out. Peace. Come out. Love. Come out.